The Dave Noonan Show with Al Platt.
Triple M.
But it's Triple M. There is a ripping show coming to our lovely city, Rodriguez, with Sarah Blasco, who I also love. I absolutely love her. They're coming to the deck on the 26th of Feb. Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com. But to win tickets, to see it.
Tell us a tale.
Yes.
About how you in families, it was like, I was one of three brothers. We just pounded each other.
Oh, exactly.
Well, it got passed down. My elder brother used to pound me. Mm. And then we'd basically get stuck into our little brother.
But that's just all about
why
life,
is it
though,
like
isn't
that?
It? Oh, look, you know, we used to punch on, and the things that we would do to each other were so cruel. Anyway, we wanted to hear what you sibling cruelty were talking.
G'day, Leash.
Yes, hello.
What did you do to your brothers or sisters, or what did they do to you? It could be that way around, couldn't it?
Well, it's actually not a very nice thing.
Oh no!
Is it radio safe?
Oh, yeah, yeah, it's okay, but it's not like, yeah, it was a horrible thing to do. Oh,
what did they do?
My brother used to take my food off my plate, my chips all the time.
Yeah.
So one time I got the fork and stabbed it in his hand.
Oh. What is it about and brothers it was, and sisters?
You know what? It's See, bad. I think we can laugh at that because the rotten things that...
Kids just... at home, don't use the fork yeah. like that.
We're not condoning that.
And don't steal each other's chips. Eh?
He didn't do it again.
Yes.
I'm not sure whether it deserves the double pass to Rodriguez.
My husband wants them so badly.
Hold tight.
Hang on.
Hold tight.
G'day, Amanda.
Hey.
What's happened in your family as you're growing up?
So we grew up on a farm where we had hay bales, and we would use the twine from around the hay bales to tie my younger brother to the trampoline.
What do you mean tie him to the trampoline? In what way?
So we could tickle him until he wet himself.
What is it about the...
So hang on, you'd tickle him until he wet himself, and what was the other thing?
And then we'd go and dob on him.
For wetting his pants.
Oh, no. Kids, don't do that either.
Oh, no.
Ed went in trouble for wetting his pants, not us, and she wouldn't even listen to his side of the story because she was angry.
That's just like what happened with your family.
Yes, I know.
Hang on. Good morning, Karen. What happened in your family?
Well, I poisoned my brother.
You what? Poisoned
what?
Him? How did you do that?
This has gone so wrong.
I'm laughing because I'm sure that it's not really.
This was all meant to be.
Come on, let her explain what happened.
We were playing pirates and I found an old clay bottle in the backyard and I filled it with water and I made him drink it and I drank it as well. But it had nicotine sulfate in it.
Oh, no. Obviously, you had no idea.
Obviously, he survived.
Yeah, we both ended up in hospital.
Good story.
Oh, that's gold.
Graham.
Hello.
What happened in your family?
Oh, look, it built up over a small period of time from being very young, put in a baby's pram at a three and just let run down a dirt road into bramble bushes.
Oh, my goodness. Were you laughing the whole way?
Well, I was that young, I didn't know, but they thought it was great fun.
Oh, sorry, it was you.
Oh, yeah, I was the victim.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And what did they graduate to?
Well, they built it up with her cousin. It was a babysitting, and it was a routine where I was totally naive. She was sick. We had to look after her. Gosh, she's coming around. Oh, hang on. She's had a seizure. She's got she's gone into a zombie-like state. We need to hide. Built up. Yeah, yeah. I'm totally believing it, like crapping myself, with the fact of coming here, hide under the house, come up the stairs, and we're on the side of a hill. So when you get up to the back door, it's like, you know, 12, 2 metres from the landing. Anyway, open the back door, there she is, you know, doing the full-on bar. I have literally jumped straight over the railing, dropped 2 metres.
Did you injure yourself?
Yeah, hurt the ankle, still managed to sprint away, run away. Took them about 3 hours to find me.
That's a ripper. That's what
people have done.
That's what kids do to each other.
What's that?
That's what kids do to each other.
And they still think it's funny to this day.
Thanks, Graham.
Bye.
Oh, the calls are still coming in. What do we do to each other?
I know.
I don't know what
kids,
I thought.
You just, you
I
know.
Thought they'd be stories of little innocent things that kids did to each other. No.
I've done some really mean things to my brothers and vice versa.
That's
we used
good.
To get out in the makeshift boxing ring. We'd put string up and go and punch on with each other?
We have got a double pass to Rodriguez with Sarah Blasco. Look, I'm going to give it to Amanda.
Who? Okay. Which one was Amanda? The one with the hay bale?
Tied their brother to the trampoline.
It's just something about, it's like the old black and white movies when the person was tied to the train track, wasn't it?
Keep them coming in, though.
Yes.
13-2017.
Yeah, for our own entertainment. It's 7:45. Triple M, don't forget, you can get tickets right now for Rodriguez with Sarah Blasco. They're on at the deck, 26th of Feb, ticketmaster.com.au.
The Dave Noonan Show with Al Plath.
It's a big night. Tonight is the first night of We Will Rock You, starring Al Plath.
Mm-hmm.
Go on, normally you react to that.
Well, yeah, I didn't catch up on the starring. It's not starring me. There's some genuine stars in it, but yes, I'm a part of the ensemble. Very excited. We're all ready to go with our shapewear.
And as a part of that, you've brought your mum down.
Yes.
To watch you the first night is tonight. Although she went along last night to watch the rehearsal. Good morning, Penguin.
Good morning, Dave.
For those people who are wondering why, that's everyone universally knows Al's mum as Penguin.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes, correct. She walks like a bit of a penguin. She's got a bit of a bung knee.
I actually met you for the first time yesterday. I just go up and say, hey, Penguin.
She's injured Penguin.
All good. Now, it's beautiful having you here in so many ways. One is to find out what it was like growing up with Al, because, of course, I've got my own mental picture of it. We're just hearing a story about you and your little brother, Jay, because you had three brothers and you.
Yes, so I'm number three in the order.
So Penguin went off for an afternoon nap.
Yes.
And this happened every Sunday, did they?
Yeah, every Sunday they used to try and outdo each other to see what they could do, the younger brother, Jay.
Yeah, because mum would have a sleep after church. So, yes, this one particular day, Phil and I had a competition. Jay, the youngest, of course, the baby's always...
Cop it,
the butt of every joke. And so
literally the butt of every joke in this case.
So this one particular day, Phil and I decided that we would take turns in dressing Jay up. Who could outdo each other?
That's not really, because he was naked, the poor little
bugger. No, so not when I had my turn. So I dressed him up in a tutu and he had oranges down his, you know, for boobs and all this sort of stuff. And I'd sprayed his hair with this hairspray, you know, this funny coloured hairspray. Anyway, so Phil is just one that will never be outdone. So what Phil did is he spray painted Jay. Well, first he stripped him down to nothing.
Yeah.
He found, he put a bow tie on him and decided to paint his backside blue.
With spray paint.
Yes. And then he also decided to, he put a particular German symbol on his forehead and he just went to town on him. So, yeah, nude, other than the bow tie.
So the penguin wakes
up. Well, because we were absolutely cacking ourselves laughing, as you can imagine. And the penguin woke up, you know, and said, "What's all this noise?" Didn't you, Penguin?
Yes.
And she was absolutely blowing up at us. So, but the funny thing was, the thing that Phil and I loved is instead of us getting in trouble, she just straight away said to Jay, "Get in the bathtub." And he's like, "What did I do? They dressed me up." And
I said, "Well, you know, if you let them do that to you, then you're going to cop it."
If you're stupid enough to do that. So what did you do, Mum?
I scrubbed his bottom with a big scrubbing brush, not just a normal nail brush, a big scrubbing brush, floor brush.
That's it. So
to get it off.
Jay's in the bathtub going, And Phil and I are at the door pretending that we were concerned for Jay. We're actually loving it because it was hilarious. But we're standing at the door going, "You're sadistic, Mum. You're sadistic." So anyway, that's a penguin for you.
When you've got brothers and sisters, that happens. In fact, I'd love to hear from anyone. What did you do? What was the best prank or the best thing that you did to your brother or sister?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Because there'd be so many things that people have done. And, in fact, we've got a double pass to go and see Rodriguez with special guest Sarah Blasco. If it's a good story, end up winning that.
These tickets are worth
sought after.
They definitely are.
Love Rodriguez.
Yes, so do I. So 13-27-10, we want to hear your how you tortured your siblings.
Tease, tortured,
yes.
Pranked.
The Dave Noonan Show with Al Plath.
We are absolutely loving this new little thing that we're doing.
Triple M Comedy Kids. To Cripps Bakery, making quality bread for kids' lunches, baked right here in Tasmania since 1878. And Snap Print Design and Websites. Let's build your businesses starting now. Tasmania.snap.com.au.
Come Comedy Kids.
So all you have to do is to go to triplem.com.au and register your class. If you're a kid, just basically go on there. You do have to get permission.
Yes.
You can't just call us up and say, come to our class. We turn up.
Yeah, look, I've cleared it with the principal. I've cleared it with the teacher.
Security comes out. We don't get through the gate. We need them to know that we're coming. As happened yesterday at Windermere Primary School. Lovely little primary school out in Claremont.
Mm-hmm.
We got there. How about little Billy who came to greet us?
Yes, she was like a machine. She was our tour guide. She was fantastic.
Lovely school. And then you go into the classroom and all the kids are there. These kids were so well prepared. I feel like for the last week, Miss Smith has just been, she hasn't been doing anything else but rehearsing these kids. No maths, no reading.
No, only the day before they practice, Dave, even more impressive.
Hold on, go through your joke again, kids. No, that's not the right delivery. No, they were fantastic.
Yes.
And some good jokes, a very generous audience with each other too.
100%.
And imagine this is a grade 3 or 4, imagine how at that age, how scary it is to get up in front of us coming in.
Oh, exactly. And you look very frightening.
You're scared of me.
Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening. Dave Noonan.
Have a listen to this.
Hi, my name is Mercedes and I'm in grade 4 and I'm from Windermere Primary School. My joke is, what does the plate say to the other plate?
I don't know.
Dinner's on me. My name is Max. I'm in grade 4 at Windermere Primary School. My joke is, why is 6 scared of 7?
I don't know. Why
7, 8, 9.
Oh, he ate 9.
Because he ate 9.
Oh, I got it.
My name is Kobe. I'm in grade 3 at Windermere Primary School. My joke is, why didn't the chicken cross the road?
Why didn't the chicken cross the road?
Because he's a chicken.
I love it.
My name is Callum. I'm grade 4 from Windermere Primary School. My joke is, what do you call a dog that gets stuck in a toilet?
What do you call a dog that's stuck in a toilet?
A poodle.
There is no way.
There were some ripping jokes.
There's no way when you go and get kids to tell jokes, there's not going to be some poo jokes in there.
Yeah.
I reckon there was about 5% poo jokes. I love that personally.
So do I. We're both partial to some toilet humour.
Oh, grade 3, grade 4. I'm stuck there. So it was fantastic. And those kids were lovely kids. Thanks for having us there. If there are any of them listening and you didn't get your joke on, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but they're all going to be this is what I love about this. Every single joke is going to be a part of the Triple M Comedy Kids joke book, and we're going to be selling that to raise money for Give Me Five for Kids.
And you can also go to our website, triplem.com.au, and they're all up there, all the videos of all the kids telling their jokes. They were fantastic.
They sure are. This is all thanks to Snap Print Design and Websites. Let's build your business starting now. Tasmania.snap.com.au. And of course, thank you to Cripps, quality bread bake for you right here in Tasmania. Cripps baking since 1878. Kids, get on and register. Everyone gets a prize too.
The Dave Noonan Show with Al Platt.
We are absolutely loving our comedy kids.
Triple M Comedy Kids. To Cripps Bakery, making quality bread for kids' lunches, baked right here in Tasmania since 1878. And Snap Print Design and Websites. Let's build your businesses starting now. Tasmania.snap.com.au.
Good morning to all the kids from Windermere Primary School.
Yes, good morning, kids.
Hopefully you're listening to yourselves or listening to your fellow schoolmates, because yesterday we went out to grade 3-4, Miss Smith's class.
Mm-hmm.
And those kids were well prepped. So what it is,
that was so well behaved.
You've got to go to triplem.com.au and register your class.
Mm-hmm.
Ask your mum and dad, ask your teacher, ask the principal. That helps, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, it does, because we don't want to get in trouble when we turn up and they say, hey, what are you two doing here?
So we're out there yesterday at Windermere Primary School, lovely school. And lovely kids, and they were all extremely well rehearsed. I don't think Miss Smith's been doing anything but joke telling for the last month, because they were too well prepped, I reckon.
They did it the day before, Dave, and that's it. Give them credit.
Now, we couldn't put everyone on, but here are a few of the kids from yesterday.
Let's have a listen.
Hi, my name's Lexi. I'm in grade 3 at Windermere Primary School. My joke is, why didn't the teddy bear eat his dessert?
Why didn't he?
Because he was stuffed.
Hi, my name's Jed. I'm in grade 3-4 Smith at Windermere Primary School, and my joke is, how does a butcher introduce his wife?
How did the butcher introduce his wife?
Meat patty.
Hi, my name's Billy. I'm at Windermere Primary and I'm in grade 4. My joke is, knock knock.
Who's there?
Europe.
You're a poo.
No, you are.
We love a good old-fashioned poo joke, don't we?
Any poo joke. That was good. I wasn't prepared for that one either. She was a character, Billy.
Yeah, she was.
Have you got Miss Smith there?
Oh, I do too.
Yeah, Miss Smith had a go. We forced her to tell one at
the end. Did. Hang on.
My name is Miss Smith from Windermere Primary School. What do you call an alligator in a vest?
We don't know.
An investigator.
you know what I love about that? Is that, I mean, everyone loves it when teachers stuff up. So all the kids, they said their name, where they're from, and then they said, and my joke is, well, Miss Smith, she just forgot to say the my joke is, didn't she?
Straight into it.
It's nerve-wracking.
We'd love to come. We will be coming to schools next week, but register your school, go to triplem.com.au, and we may be coming to your school hearing your jokes.
Absolutely.
The good thing is, mm-hmm. So we've been to two schools so far, not one repetition of a joke.
No, that's right.
There's so many bad jokes out there, aren't there?
Because it'd be hard
to listen. Jokes.
Well, it'd be hard to listen to laugh at a joke after you've already heard it 10 times.
How about that? We're there at a school. They tell a joke. And we heard it.
Yeah, heard it. Move on.
You got another one? No, good on you.
I want to say thank you to all those lovely kids at Windermere Primary in grade 3-4, and especially to Miss Smith, who nominated the class. Actually, she was very excited about it. So, we loved meeting you all. We loved being in the classroom, and we could be coming to visit your classroom too. They all got some goodies too, Dave. Everyone loves a prize, don't they?
The Dave Noonan Show. With Al Platt.